How about those other ones with the big eyes?
Owls. Yeah, big old owls. Yeah, they hoot owls and little screech owls.
They sure make a racket for such a small bird, don't they?
Oh, no, you can hear those things a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure can. Yeah. Those old big hoot owls, they'd come up and catch the chickens that roosting up in the trees. They'd lie down the side of them and hit them with the wing and break them down and just pick them up and fly out with them. Yeah, they sure did. I had a bunch of guineas up the ranch dressed, roosted out on the sheds, and they caught them all out of there. Just lie down there beside them at night and break one down and carry it off. They got 25 or 30 one fall.
Well, I'll be darned. And the guineas wouldn't even make a noise. Huh?
No. Huh. Oh, they'd go to hollering and cackling a little bit when they'd hit them, but it's too late. He just picked that one up and he'd go.
Yeah.
Carry them off.
Man told me he watched an owl one night sidle up to a chicken, and he just kept moving and pushed the chicken right off.
Yeah, they...
Strangest thing.
They sure catch them.
How about these birds that bang on trees? And
peckerwoods?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the little animal with the white stripe down his back?
Squirrel? Ground squirrel?
Oh, I'm thinking more of the one that has a...
Prairie dog?
No, this one smells.
Oh, polecat?
Yeah.
Yeah, skunks. Yeah, then, I had a funny experience with skunks one time. I was up the ranch and I was in business down here I was going to work the next morning. As soon as I closed up the business, I'd go up there and I had my bedroll and I'd just lie down in the pasture and go to sleep. And I had a tarp over and I thought I felt something up on my stomach, so I was scratching. I looked up there and a skunk right on top of me. And I shooed him off and got up and run him off and come back and crawled back under there, and that again, it wasn't 30 minutes, he's on top of me again.
I got up
and got in the car the next time.
You like the heat, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I had a friend.
He smelled, it had that oil on that old tarp, you know, and he smelled that. He's scratching. Yeah. They're bad company.
I had a friend who had something like that, but he was sound asleep and he felt something brush his face.
Huh.
And he brushed it away and it came back and he brushed it again. And then he got the smell. The darn animal was going to crawl in with him because it was nice and warm in there. He let out a hoot, and he went one way, and the animal went the other.
Yeah, that's
Do you have squirrels down here?
It did over at Granite, yeah, some of the timber, red squirrels. Mm-hmm.
What do you call these little animals that are pests? Well, owls and squirrels and skunks and
prairie dogs.
Prairie dogs too. A whole bunch of them. You say, oh, there's just a bunch of
varmints.
Uh huh. Do you have these little animals around here? A little lizard-like thing, a bunch of horns on?
Yeah, horned toads.
Uh huh. And around water, you find these great big. Things sometimes this long, they'll croak at night.
Frogs,
uh-huh.
Little frogs,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the kind that you find in your yard that'll eat insects.
Yeah, they're just old toad frogs.
Uh-huh.
That's a different kind of a frog.
Touch them and you're supposed to get warts?
Yeah, sure.
And you hide your mother's dish rag?
Yeah. Roll a shot out to them, buckshot, and they just grab it up and swallow it.
I've never done that.
I have. That young guy will get so many of them that can't hop. They'll just, as long as you'll feed them, they'll show them. It's water.
Oh, the dirty trick. You sit there
and you got them grounded.
Do you have any special word for these little bitty green frogs that might live in bushes or in trees and make such a god-awful
bug frogs?
No, these are little bitty fellas.
Yeah, I've seen that. But,
they're sure noisy.
I don't remember what they call them.